it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Other people's problems, you got them. We take them, we fix them, or break them. What do?
We try to fix them.
Okay.
I think, right? We're
yeah.
all okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have Tracy today. She has a wedding question.
Oh!
Okay, Tracy.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
You wait.
Is she the one getting married?
You wait.
I don't know. I was excited.
No, but you have to wait until they
so
go
fun
like
and beautiful.
I'm engaged, and then they put that pause in. You know what I mean? It's like, but okay. Well, first I'm engaged.
Oh, congratulations!
There it is. See, they put the pause in. Sorry. Okay. Go ahead, Tracy.
So I'm an officiant.
Oh, congratulations!
Way to go, Aaron. We're out of time, actually. We got to get to traffic and weather together. Okay. You're an officiant.
Yes.
Officiant.
Okay.
Yeah. So I've been an officiant a couple times for a couple friends' weddings, but this is my younger sister.
Oh,
and
cute.
Yeah. It could be cute. She's getting married soon. And when I first met her fiancé, you know, everything was fine. It was normal. And then my sister goes, you know, when we're talking about, you know, the upcoming wedding, and she goes, obviously don't mention anything about the affair or how our relationship started. What?
Sorry, she just dropped that onto you, kind of like just don't mention it.
Yeah, she dropped it on me as if I knew that that was happening and that I knew that that's how they met.
Okay, wait. Mm. So walk me through this because I'm real bad at this. And also, we're struggling with the word efficient.
Right. Officiant.
Officiant. Okay.
Even I struggle with it. I don't know what
But there is another I. Officiant, right?
I think if you're hauling butt through it, just relax. Okay,
It's definitely officiant.
Okay, great. In the new world of officiants, you're not religiously affiliated. So you just kind of go up there and host the wedding and sort of tell the story of their love, right?
Perform their vows.
Well, yeah. Don't you have to be some sort of...
me and the state of Colorado, I can officiate your wedding and like, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But is the reason... I guess I was stuck on her just throwing the grenade at you, but was the reason she was saying don't mention that because you will go up there and go... whatever their names are, it started off simply with just a stolen glance across a Starbucks, and then like you kind of tell the story. Don't
I
look
hope
any
you
weird,
tell
Erica.
It better than that.
Tracy's writing this down.
No, yeah. I'm just like, is that what we do?
Like, sure, yeah. It's like, oh, you know, I guess you know what? I haven't prepared my wedding, so I really don't know.
But you've been to weddings. I go to weddings. It's a priest.
Like, oh, we're gathered here today to celebrate the joining of Tracy's little sister and
exactly.
and that cheating man.
If it's
man.
Not a religious wedding, like, we go up and we say, hey, like, welcome, thank you everyone for coming. And then you kind of tell a very, very cliff note version of, you know, their love story, which obviously starts with how they met.
Which is cheating.
And
but you didn't
like, don't
know this?
Say, so my sister and I, we're related, but we're not close. Mm. Does that make sense?
Okay. Mm. But she's your sister.
Sure. Yes. We're related. But she's not someone that she would be like, oh my God, I just met this new guy. Like, let me tell you all the juicy details.
I get why you're saying that. You weren't being mean.
It's just that you didn't know the story from the start.
Right.
No, I didn't. It's more like she was like, hey, I have a boyfriend. I was like, oh, cool. Congrats.
Who
and then
was
a few like
affair?
Months later, it's like, hey, I got engaged. Okay, cool. Congrats. And then wedding planning. She's like, would you be the officiant? Yeah, sure. And then she's like, do you want to meet up? Let's talk about like the wedding and stuff. And I was like, okay, great. And that's when I found out.
Okay.
But who?
Yeah, she wasn't married. He was. Is that what you're saying?
He was married. And
your sister was the side piece.
Yeah, maybe don't exactly.
Side worker. Well, I don't know. I don't know all the officiant words.
Did she know she was the side piece? Do you know?
Well, I mean, she knows now she was.
Yeah.
If she brought it up.
She knew right at the beginning, okay. And she was like, I want to be with you, and you're not happy in this marriage, and get out of it.
Okay.
And, I mean, it took a while, but he did.
Okay, so all this... I just need to... Because we've wasted so much other time on things that weren't part of this... What is your question? Do you not want to officiate the wedding, or do you? What are you asking us how to mention the beginning of their relationship without mentioning? Like, what are you asking for?
To be honest, I just feel really uncomfortable with it, and I don't want to, like, potentially be lying in front of a huge crowd of people who love her and care about her and both of them, and be like, yeah, they met at a bar and he was married. Like, oh, never mind.
And he was like, definitely not married anymore at that time. But if you do the math, yes, he was. Like,
exactly. So like, I just feel really uncomfortable with it. And it's too late to back out, but also like, is it too late to back out? Yeah. What should I do? I don't know.
Okay. Let me get a phone number in here just real fast. 303-222-5423. You can call or text. She did already say yes.
But you can back out. You can always back out. I'm so torn. I agree with Aaron, but then it's like, it's your sister. Then you say, I would rather watch and celebrate with you instead of...
I would rather watch and celebrate with you rather than celebrating you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like, I don't want to mess it up. I would rather...
I'm feeling very nervous.
Yeah.
Here's the problem, you two.
What?
She said she's already efficient at officiating.
Are you okay?
But I'm saying she does this. Her sister's not going to buy. Now I'm nervous on my fifth wedding. Now I can't do it.
Now I'm nervous because there's a secret you told me not to share. This is your fault.
Is there a world where you go, hey, little sis, I'm uncomfortable with the way this began. I love you. I'll always support you, but I can't do the wedding.
But wouldn't you only say that to your sister? Like anyone else who hires you to officiate their wedding, you go, okay.
Yeah.
Does the check clear? Yeah. Then I'll do it. I mean, like, are you the person to pass? Don't you slip him a little something?
Yeah, something.
Not for your sister.
Yeah, I've got to pay my brother.
Like, you've done other weddings before, I assume, for not family members who probably like, hey, you were great. Officiate our wedding. And you don't comb through their whole history of how did you meet? When did you ever fight? Did you ever break up? And now are you right for it? You just go, okay, I'll do it.
I guess the stakes are different because this is my family. And like, I'll be standing up in front of my family telling, because obviously it's not just going to be my sister at the wedding. It's my parents. It's my other siblings. It's my cousins. It's my grandparents. Oh, everybody's there.
Grandma.
Can't find out about the affair.
I got to ask one more question. The ones you have officiated, did you believe in their love?
Yeah, they were my friends.
And so that's why you're so good at it. Because... You believe in their, and then it's really easy to make a speech in front of two people who love each other because it's like, this is so obviously right.
Well, we never said her sister and her fiance don't love each other.
It's a little sticky.
Hang on. We're going to talk about you behind your back and get you an answer here. Hang on. I don't know that you, how do you go to your sister and say, this is jacked up. I don't want to be there, but can I still come to your wedding? Can I still watch? I still want to, like, you either support me in the way you said you would or you don't support me.
Yeah, like, I'll gladly watch someone else do it, but I don't want to do it.
Right.
It's really yucky, though.
Of course it is. But, like, yeah.
But Tracy isn't the one making the yucky choice.
Correct.
It's the soon-to-be husband.
Also, are we at all worried that Tracy's little sister is just going to get cheated on?
Yeah. Like, if he did this before, he'll probably do it again.
It took a little convincing.
Always a cheater doesn't always work.
Yeah, sometimes it does.
But sometimes it doesn't. Jesus, it doesn't always. Okay. Should she officiate it? I guarantee you there are officiants all over listening to us right now who have sat down, okay, tell me a little bit about your backstory. And they're like, yeah, anyway, we were heroin addicts, blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh, yeah, I'm just not going to mention that part. Like, you have to leave stuff out.
When you're like, oh, I'm going to go up there and tell this story in front of grandma.
You just leave it out. You're not going to say they met at a swingers club. You leave
right,
it out.
Right. There's a lot you're going to leave out.
A ton.
Even the most like on the up and up relationship, you'll leave a ton out.
But again, that's different because those are other people. This is your sister. There's, yeah, it's different.
I'm just saying, she already said yes. So, or not.
I don't know.
You got to hire somebody out. Like the way out with your sister is uglier than just lying for one sentence.
Probably more than one sentence.
Tell Tracy what to do next. 303-222-5423.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423. Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Tracy with other people's problems today. I have a question. So she's an officiant.
Officiant, yeah.
For a wedding.
She's in a wedding officiant. She's done a few. She's really good at
it. Still saying it, guys.
Officiant.
She's a wedding officiant. You keep saying efficient. She's not
efficient.
She's not doing things in a process that is. Sheant. Anyway, continue.
She's done a few weddings, and now her sister's like, "Will you do mine?" And right. It's like, "Yeah, of course." And then when she sat down for that initial consultation or whatever, she's like, "Obviously, you're not going to mention the way our relationship started with the affair or whatever." And it's
you're
like,
"Not going to mention the affair, huh?"
I'm sorry. What?
What affair?
I guess my question is. And we're trying to figure out, should she still do it or not, even though she doesn't believe in this love? Like, I know they don't still do the thing. I don't think they still do the thing in the middle where they go, if anyone here has any reason.
Speak now or forever hold
do they
your
still
peace.
Do that?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
So, I sure won't be given Slacker the opportunity
well,
for that.
Well, I mean, because it's a great Taylor Swift song, right? Didn't she get up and do the...
No, she didn't, but she fantasized about it, yeah.
Okay. Can you go to a wedding that you don't believe in their love? We all have, right? We all go.
Yeah, you can support your
You just go and you're like, okay, well, this is not going to work.
But that's us attending it, not bringing them together in an official
legal sense. Like, you're just up there. Like, can you go up there and not? You really can't?
If I later found out that the person who officiated my wedding didn't believe that we were going to make it, didn't believe this was a good decision, I would be very angry.
But what about the caterers? What about like
everyone? They don't believe in your
or the ushers.
They don't care. They don't
people have their dogs officiate their wedding?
Sometimes.
No, they're just like the ring bearers. Like,
okay. No, dogs can be your witness now with their paw in Colorado.
But what do they really
That's
believe?
That's so cute. I know. Oh my God. I'll tell you what. Swanson believes.
No, he doesn't.
Swanson has seen it firsthand.
Yeah, Swanson believes.
Yeah.
I don't want to tell you what Swanson believes, but I think I got a line on what Swanson believes. He likes your fiance more than you.
Wait. Whoa, what?
You know it's true.
No.
Girl, you know it's true.
What?
Yeah,
what?
He does. I'm sorry. Okay. We'll get back to me singing Milli Vanilli. Jasmine?
Yeah.
You have advice for Tracy? The officiant?
Yes. So Chance the Rapper said it best. I don't want anyone in my wedding who won't be there for my marriage. She's not cool with it. They should just either self-officiate, which you could totally do in Colorado, or just have someone else do it.
You can't, but, okay.
So can she tell her sister?
She can't tell your sister that.
Also, Colorado might be too chill.
Yeah, we don't. like your dogs are witness.
We don't just, you're good.
Yeah.
Don't even sign the thing. We're counting.
Yeah, it is pretty bad. So, okay.
It's a hard conversation to have, but is it the wrong conversation to have? I don't know.
You would never.
If she's not cool with cheating, then no, it's not the wrong conversation to have.
Mm.
The cheating thing really gets me.
Same.
But
because how can you just be like,
but
that's
it's
no
your
deal.
Sister.
I know, my sister's
they're
my
not
best
even,
friend.
They're not even
and you
friends,
should be the one to be honest. Be brutally honest with your family.
So you would be
sister,
honest, Jasmine. You'd go to your sister and say, I'm not doing your wedding. Can I still come? Or would you go, I don't want to come?
That would be up to her if she wants me to still come. I don't really care. I wouldn't really care.
Do you have a sister?
Oh, yeah.
And does she know that you'll drop her like a bad habit if anything is wrong?
I have, so.
Okay.
We're all very I'm in danger. Yeah. Okay. So just don't do it. What, can you say your quote one more time?
Yes. Chance the Rapper, specifically from I Let the Sun Come Down.
Okay.
I don't want anyone in my wedding who will not be there for my marriage.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
We have a text that says she doesn't need to talk about how they met. I've been to so many weddings where that hasn't been discussed. No biggie. I think homegirl should still do it because she agreed and love is love, and maybe just don't bring up how they met.
Yeah, but if she's up there, you two self-righteous girls.
She also said, just say they were meant to be. I'm like, but she doesn't believe that.
All right. Well, if you want to officiate a wedding, there's... officiate a wedding. Yeah, there's an opening.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.